I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There's no place for violence in politics, and we ought to speak as one. Some of the statements that have been made blaming the Democrats, blaming the Republicans are just flat out wrong. We've all got to do it together, a bipartisan effort to preserve this democracy.
Just looking inward rather than outward going forward, do you think Democrats, if you believe that Republicans have done this, do you think Democrats have also gone too far in their rhetoric in demonizing the other side?
Absolutely. I mean, this notion that we're going to characterize MAGA as Nazis, for example, on the other side, that the Republicans would characterize the Democrats as a party of murder or evil. I mean, the outrage is coming from both sides and is unacceptable in both instances. So, yes, both sides can learn the lessons here. And Mr. Kirk's, the loss of Mr. Kirk is a good reason to do it.
Well, that is Illinois Senator Dick Durbin with some remarks that I just didn't think you'd ever hear him say. But I'm going to read them back through them for you. I think what has happened, and this is supposition on my part, the left, the liberals, those on the other side, are beginning to see they're getting too much heat because when they start going back through these assassination attempts of elected figures, it's usually trying to kill a conservative and sometimes succeeding. That included, of course, going after Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh and others. And I think they've decided we've got to acknowledge it, but we are still trying to look for a way out from under it. So Durbin made this remark that Democrats have, well, he was being asked, do you believe going forward about the Democrats or anything, did you go too far? And he said, absolutely. This notion that we're going to characterize MAGA as Nazis, for example. He admits that. But he has to add, and on the other side, you got Republicans would characterize Democrats as a party of murder or evil. Well, which party calls for the death of the unborn? You want your, quote, your body, your choice, but you're willing to kill so you can have your body, your choice. Which party has been pushing for violence in our streets after the death of George Floyd? Justifying it. Which party, after the death of Charlie Kirk, an outspoken conservative, the only fires they lit were candles for candlelight vigils? Yes, there are words exchanged by both sides, but when you really get down to the cult, the inner framework, the guts exposed, you know where the bad is. I mean, it's like you cut open a piece of fruit and you realize buried inside the fruit is a really ugly looking mold or something. But you're hungry, so you just cut around it. You cut that part out. And then you got to hope that you don't get sick later anyway. And of course, it's even worse if you're biting into an apple and you find a worm. Actually, what's worse is you find half a worm. You've already ingested it. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, September 17, 2025. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. If you were listening to our last hour, you you were not listening, shame on you. Ah, but that's why we have podcasts, so you can pull it up later. You learned fascism as it's being lectured, and also when you flip it over, you realize it's the same on the other side, just with a different label, but it's the same thing. I encourage you to go back and pull out that program as a podcast. How do you do that? Well, you go to News Talk STL Podcast, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. You can get video and audio podcast of everything we do. And I mentioned video. When we're on the air Monday through Friday from 6 to 8, like we are right now, if you're listening, you can actually go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook, and watch the program live. I promise you, you will not be watching paint dry. And also to add to your education later today, or rather later in this hour, this morning Steve Forbes was being interviewed by Mike Ferguson on the Mike Ferguson Show, Mike, Gabe, and Jerome. And Steve Forbes is, of course, speaking tomorrow night at Lindenwood University. You'll get a preview of what he's going to be discussing, and it's not going to be boring. And he also had some things to say about Charlie Kirk. I will tell you now, the audio is a little dicey with the phone connection at that point, but it's still understandable, and it is not so bad that I would say we're going to drop it, because what he had to say is more important than the difficulty hearing it. That's still to come in our next segment. The Utah County District Attorney, Jeff Gray, held a press conference talking about the charges filed against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Robinson faces seven charges: aggravated murder, felony discharge of a firearm, obstruction of justice. And it was very evident by everything that they had gathered so far that he was very steeped in left ideology. The Utah District Attorney talked about Robinson's mother and what she shared.
Robinson's mother explained that over the last year or so, Robinson had become more political and had started to lean more to the left, becoming more pro-gay and trans rights oriented. She stated that Robinson began to date his roommate, a biological male who was transitioning genders. This resulted in several discussions with family members, but especially between Robinson and his father, who have very different political views.
And also different views about transgender. Father's conservative, MAGA supporter, and also therefore believes that there is one answer, and that's what God made you. And there are only two genders, male or female. But folks get into the minds of some of these young kids and convince them, you would be happier if you changed your biological sex, chopping off perfectly good parts, putting you on all kinds of drugs, which really would drive you crazy. The district attorney continued about some of the texts that Robinson was sending his live-in roommate.
Robinson again, delete this exchange. Again, Robinson, my dad wants photos of the rifle. He says grandpa wants to know who has what. The feds released a photo of the rifle, and it is very unique. He's calling me, RN, not answering. Robinson, since Trump got into office, my dad has been pretty diehard MAGA. Robinson, I'm going to turn myself in willingly. One of my neighbors here is a deputy for the sheriff. Again, you are all I worry about, love. That came from Robinson. Roommate, I'm much more worried about you. Robinson, don't talk to the media, please. Don't take any interviews or make any comments. If any police ask you questions, ask for a lawyer and stay silent.
Well, the man transitioning to a woman, his lover, was not silent. It did share information he had and was aware that this was going to happen. He failed, however, to notify law enforcement so they could put a stop to it. Once again, back to the district attorney reading some of these text messages from Tyler Robinson.
Roommate, how long have you been planning this? Robinson, a bit over a week, I believe. Robinson again, I'm wishing I had circled back and grabbed it as soon as I got to my vehicle. I'm worried what my old man would do if I didn't bring back Grandpa's rifle. How the F will I explain losing it to my old man? Only thing I left was the rifle wrapped in a towel. Remember how I was engraving bullets? The F in messages are mostly a big meme. Judging from today, I'd say Grandpa's gun does just fine, IDK. I think that was a $2K scope.
Bragging about how well the rifle did as he used it to kill Charlie Kirk and admitting that to his roommate, yeah, I decided a week ago to do this, and communicated that in plenty of time that maybe Charlie could have been saved. There's an ABC news reporter watching the district attorney describe these text messages, and what he came away with was a thought process that defies explanation. And I'll try to give you some understanding, if I can, but what he thought, he was adding context, bad idea.
We have seen an alleged murder with such specific text messages about the alleged murder weapon, where it was hidden, how it was placed, what was on it. But also, it was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love. So it was this duality of someone who the attorney said not only jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk and the crowd, but was doing it in front of children, which is one of the aggravating circumstances of this case. And on the other hand, he was, you know, speaking so lovingly about his partner. So a very interesting and, as Pierre said, riveting press conference, David.
A very loving message going back. I mean, this reporter, I won't say he was trying to bring sympathy for Tyler Robinson, but he's talking about his love for his roommate, and that was his all-encompassing, I want to take care of you and protect you. So he had this man who wanted to kill Charlie Kirk, and he had this man who loved his partner so much. I don't know what the reporter intended. I'm not going to try to get into his mind. But he went into an area that I cannot defend, and I will not defend. You're trying to invoke empathy for a killer, premeditated murder, to kill a man, leave his wife as a widow, his children fatherless, simply because you disagreed with what he had to say. Before we wrap up today's program, I am going to go back and bring up one exchange in particular that Charlie Kirk had with someone who identifies as queer. Now, that term and that word, that sounds like a slur and a slander. And that's exactly what Charlie Kirk was wanting to ask. What does it really mean? The answer that he got back? There is no answer, but you'll hear it coming up a little bit later. I want to share this with you from Forwarding the News. They talk about that Charlie Kirk has a book that's scheduled to come out posthumously now in December, titled Stop in the Name of God, why honoring the Sabbath will change your life. Honoring the Sabbath. Now, they would have you believe that Kirk hated Jews. Charlie Kirk, at the same time they say that, they want to say that he's a Christian who's a nationalist. Well, I'm a Christian, and I'm a nationalist. I believe in our nation, and I believe in my religion. I'm not dismissing yours, unless you're trying to harm someone else under the guise of your religion. And yes, I'm for our nation, not anyone else. Charlie wrote, every Friday night I keep a Jewish Sabbath. He said, I turn off my phone Friday night to Saturday night. The world cannot reach me. I get nothing from the world. And he said, you should do it. It will bless you infinitely. He went on to say that keeping a tech-free Sabbath might reduce anxiety, depression, and generally help the health of American families. But they want to point out in this article, this is not a love of Judaism. It's incorrect to look at that. Kirk grew up Presbyterian, then became a church where he said not quite Calvinist, not Pentecostal, somewhere in the middle. But he's taking praise and keeping the Sabbath as a Christian commandment. He said the Sabbath is a Jewish commandment that does not apply to Christians, but Charlie's looking at it as just a separation from everything around you. Jews who keep the Sabbath, they don't use vehicles, they don't go anywhere, they adhere to the religion, depending on their walk, just like every Christian in their walk. Charlie Kirk, with this book coming out in October, Stop in the Name of God, Why Honoring the Sabbath Will Change Your Life. Getting away from a lot of the stuff that is pushed in our face, I think it probably would. Coming up, a replay of the morning interview Mike had with Steve Forbes. You don't want to miss that. That's still to come. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington. Always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL.
1, 2, 3, they gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
All right, I hope you're going to join us Thursday evening at Lindenwood University's Scheidegger Center for a conversation with Steve Forbes. My guess is that this is not going to be an evening of just economist charts and academic terms. If you have followed Steve Forbes for any amount of time, and I have for a long time, his podcast, his writings for years and years, I've really admired his work. This is going to be something that I think we can all relate to and all be challenged by. So those of you who already have your tickets reserved, please make sure that you come on out. I think it's going to be really intellectually stimulating, and we're going to walk away with something we can use in our real lives here. And we're joined now by Steve Forbes. And Mr. Forbes, it's really a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for being on the show. Want to start with something really
good to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for those kind words.
Yeah, I've been an admirer for a long, long time. Not just with the magazine and everything, but I love how you tie things together that are not just about the money and the finances. I mean, for instance, let me start with a real basic foundational part of the discussion. And this is really where I want to kind of pick your brain. When we're talking about free enterprise, we're talking about free markets. What we're really talking about is the role of government in business and commerce and entrepreneurialism. So how should we look at government and government's role in the economy? Because it just seems to me, and if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. It seems to me that we collectively have kind of a warped view of how much we should be depending on the government for the economy and for our opportunities to flourish.
Right. And I think the basic role of government is to create the environment where people, in the words of Abraham Lincoln, have an opportunity to improve their lot in life. It doesn't mean the government runs your life. Just make sure that you have a basic rules of the road. You know, James Madison, the man who was the father of our Constitution, said, we are not angels. We need laws. We need government. But we need tempered government that knows what its limitations are. So it's one thing to have, say, for example, speed limits and things like that for driving an automobile. You don't go 100 miles an hour in a school zone. But it's quite another thing if the government tells you what car to buy, where to drive it, and when to drive it. So minimal regulations, minimal rules. And this gets to something, you touched on something, and I'm glad this administration is tackling. And that is all the hundreds, literally hundreds of thousands of rules and regulations that burden businesses and burden people today. Just one quick example, Mike. If you take your pooch on one of those flexible leashes and you go on federal land, if that leash is longer than has a length of longer than 6 feet, you're violating federal law. That's how crazy and picayune, you might say, how the rules have become. And so the more we get rid of, if you want to buy an EV, fine. If you want to buy a traditional car or truck, fine. Your choice, not the bureaucrats. And by the way, you've gotten me off on this. One of the reasons we find that a lot of basic household items don't work as well is because of regulations. You remember washing machines? Mm-hmm. Used to be able to do a load well in under an hour. Now, what does it take? 3 hours? 4 hours? It's nuts.
Good morning. Gabe Pfeiffer here. So I wanted to ask about sort of the intangible factors.
like the cultural ones. While posting a Cindy Adams' New York Post article, you stated, America was once proud, strong, and united. Now we face crime, weak democratic leadership, and fading patriotism. If we don't reclaim our values, we risk losing the nation we love. Can we separate things like patriotism and values from economic and financial opportunity?
Well, I think they all go together. What makes the United States so unique is precisely because no matter what your background, you can come here and have opportunities to get ahead that you can't find elsewhere. You know, I think it was the Wall Street Journal the other day had an article about some Americans from Germany and France had come over here, worked in Silicon Valley, and a couple of Germans decided to go home to start some high-tech companies in Germany. They gave up in frustration because of all the rules and regulations and came back to back to Silicon Valley. So can they discover that, make mistakes, learn from the mistakes, and move ahead? And enjoy the pursuit of happiness as it was guaranteed in our Declaration of Independence. So it all ties together. And all this stuff that, we can't make decisions on our own, government has to do it. That's why I like school choice. You know, you may have a perfectly good neighborhood school, but it may not be right for your child at that particular point in the child's life. You should be able to make the choice of where you want to send your kid to school.
We are visiting with Steve Forbes, who's going to be at Lindenwood University Thursday evening. More information about that is at newstalkstl.com. Speaking of, you know, the cultural aspects and what we stand to lose right now in the country, I've got to ask everybody in the public eye, what is the murder of Charlie Kirk and specifically the divided reaction to it? Tell us about ourselves right now, Steve.
Well, I think people are recognizing, and I think this is actually was a trend long before the horrors of last week, is that the normal norms, what you might say, guardrails norms of what you do and what you don't do, have been worn away. And so with social media, people feel they can say things they know they shouldn't say. They can hide behind anonymity. But I think one of the things that's happening in reaction to that terrible assassination is that people are taking stock of we need guidance again. We need norms again in terms of custom, you might say, of what's proper and what isn't proper, especially among young people. And the fact that Charlie Kirk had such appeal to young people, the fact that they're now seeing, and I know this is a touchy subject, but we're not going to discuss theology, but that younger people are turning to a religion again, that find a purpose in life. And I think he stood for that, and it's such a bitter irony that he was doing what we want our public square to be, where you civilly engage with people who may not agree with you. And he did that routinely. That's why it's thousands of young people come to his events.
The last part of that interview, obviously, there were technical difficulties with the phone connection, but you could clearly make out what Steve Forbes was saying about the appeal of Charlie Kirk and what he was trying to do and saying hopefully it will lead to young people re-understanding and coming back to their nation instead of condemning it all the time and just falling into these cults and just filled with hate and everything else. I wanted you to hear him say that. He'll probably repeat that some tomorrow in his appearance at Lindenwood University. We do still have some tickets available. Here's what you need to know. You're going to need a ticket to get in. I'll repeat, you're going to need a ticket to get in. We have limited seating, so we need to worry about that to begin with. But secondly, we want to know how many are coming and prepare for it. If you don't have your ticket right now, you can get it, and it will be absolutely free. You go to Newstalk STL on our website, Newstalk STL, and you'll find a spot there where you can register to have tickets to hear Steve Forbes tomorrow night at Lindenwood University. There will be a question and answer included as well. It's going to be an opportunity for you to learn not just his thoughts about dealing with the economy, But what else we're harboring in this nation, and as far as troubles and issues that we need to deal with. This is a rare chance to be in the same room as Steve Forbes, entrepreneur, founder of Forbes magazine. He's a storyteller. He's not going to be piling numbers on top of numbers for you. He knows better than that. He knows how to communicate. So if you can be there, I would encourage you to do it. I will say this about his remarks as you were listening at the end of that interview that he did this morning on the Mike Ferguson Show, talking about how he hopes more people will be engaged, young people. There is a group that is part of the Turning Point USA that is trying again to go back out onto college campuses. Cameron Higby has often set up contracts for Turning Point's front lines. He's a Seattle-based journalist, conservative influencer, and he is, among others, leading efforts to honor Kirk's legacy. They're starting a grassroots campus tour this week called Fearless. He said it is to show people that conservatives, people in general, are not afraid to go out and talk about their beliefs in the public square. And they're wearing Make America Great Again hats, set up a booth at Georgia State University with a sign that read, "Nobody should be killed for their opinions. Rip Charlie. Left is violent. Let's debate." The next day, they kept that Kirk sign, put up a new sign, "Men cannot be women. Let's talk." He said, "We're just trying to expand to more schools in Georgia and surrounding states and open dialogue. Some approaching the booth engaged respectfully, others aggressively. One calling Kirk anti-LGBTQ and saying he was happy Kirk was killed. Another declaring Kirk deserved it." Well, coming up, you're going to hear Kirk take a question, or rather pose a question that the one who wanted to confront him finds himself without an ability to actually answer. That's still to come. Thank you.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545, 689-0545. This is PRI Global, and recently the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct PRIglobal.ai, PRIglobal.ai. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more five-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
You
You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend, Bob Leslie, and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I first thought about his fatherless children. Mm. His wife, instantly a widow. So I didn't care about the politics or the any of the social aspects, the cultural aspects. At first, I immediately thought just in the family dynamic and component and the value of what was just ripped from all of them forever.
Those are the words of actor Charlie Sheen as he was on the Piers Morgan program, talking about his reaction once he had heard about Charlie Kirk had been shot and was dead. And at that time, actually, Charlie Sheen was on the Joe Rogan story when it actually broke as they were doing that Joe Rogan podcast as they were recording it. And so it was very visceral at that moment and is immediate. I mean, it's like anyone who's been in any event and suddenly things go south or something really bad happens, it catches you and you're not sure how to respond, but you may be gutted by it, you might be frightened by it, you might be elated by it. Unfortunately, some were the other day, but Charlie Sheen said, my first thoughts were nothing political once we knew he was dead, but to think about his fatherless children and his wife instantly a widow. Former Tonight Show host Jay Leno had these remarks.
It's not a random shooting. I mean, it's the death of free speech. To think that you are so illiterate and so stupid, you can't answer verbally, and you have to shoot somebody with a gun to quote, win the argument. You know, when I was in school, lively debate was unbelievable. You have the SDS, the Students of Democratic Society, debate somebody else.
Yeah. And in school, I took debate. I always encourage young people in high school and college, take debate so you can learn to argue both sides just as strongly, passionately, so you really understand what the other side is thinking and how they've reached their conclusion. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to agree with either side, but you've got to be able to argue it like you do. Jay Leno had also added, he said, this is a man, a political assassination of a man I did not necessarily agree with. But I enjoyed listening to it because, I didn't know that. In other words, he was learning while listening to Charlie Kirk. Kid Rock also in his response.
I've said it and I'll say it again because I think it needs to be echoed until they get it through their fat skulls. The mainstream media is frickin' public enemy number one right now. Just the clips you just ran of these people from the New York Times and these other nut houses they call media establishments. It's absolutely frickin' ridiculous. I mean, and then they say to, Charlie Kirk, God bless him, by the way, his wife, kids, that, he's inciting this, he's inciting that. I'm someone who understands better than anyone as being a very vocal Trump supporter from day one. They've called me a racist Nazi for years now. I mean, go look up a few facts about my life, my children, everything. But other people start to echo this. Just people who write dumb articles who think, I'm trash and I hate my music, and they say he's just a racist Nazi. And, this starts to build and build and build. So you get these nut house kids who are doing nothing but playing video games, watching these occult movies that are all over our streaming services that won't go outside to play any sports or anything. And, then they think they're going to do something good. I'm going to go kill a Nazi. I'm going to go kill a racist. And they're literally mentally deranged. We need to bring the frickin' nut houses back.
Yeah. Unfortunately, And of course, nuthouse is a derogatory type term, but it is clear we need insane asylums and people to staff them to help these people. And we need to help children who are deciding that maybe they want to transition to a different gender, because that fuels, again, a hate against everyone else. And a lot of people that, quote, are, quote, conservative, they see Kid Rock thing. Oh, he's a wild man. I don't want him anywhere near my children. You may not like his music. You may not want them to hear the music. But his politics might be a lot closer to you than you think. Learn. Listen. Once again, back to Charlie Sheen when he was with Piers Morgan talking about how the things, events unfolded that morning on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Joe and I just trying to kind of keep some measure just keep our wits and sensibilities about us processing this. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're discussing the JFK assassination earlier in that same interview. And I'm glad if that moment had to happen. The moment happened, and I'm being with Rogan for the aftermath of it was helpful.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. Yeah. But I don't know. I think for this generation, I think that's their JFK moment. I mean, seriously. And I just, you know, if that's where we've wound up, it cannot be where we stay,
right?
You know, it's still. I don't want to say it's still not. It just still doesn't feel. It's too surreal to process it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's Charlie Sheen. And speaking about a JFK moment, do not forget we almost had one with Trump. A former president running for office again, nearly assassinated. There is a study that is being put out by The Hill, and I'm going to touch on it before we wrap up this program. I don't want to hide anything from you. And if you believe The Hill, and if you believe what has been going on, the Department of Justice says that more of these kinds of crimes are committed by those on the right than on the left, which is exactly what the left wants to hear. Now, I don't know if that's really true or not, but I will tell you what The Hill is saying the DOJ is doing with that information before we wrap up this hour. But I want to go to Scott Jennings, the token conservative on the Democrats, and he was reading some of the texts that Tyler Robinson was sending to his male trying to transition to a female.
Why did I do it? I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out.
So can I ask you? So
he has
Scott, just explain what you just read.
That is the message that the shooter, Tyler Robinson, sent to his roommate. That is what he said. He also engraved the word, "Hey, fascist, catch," on the bullet. For 10 years, we have heard nothing from the left but that Donald Trump is a fascist, Republicans are Nazis, authoritarians, destroy the Constitution,
but that's
bloodbath,
also, so can I ask you?
For a day. And he wrote it on the bullet.
So can I ask you?
And he's been obviously marinating in some kind of information that radicalized him based on what he heard in the air, in this country. All I know is what the prosecutor said today. He read very lucid messages from a shooter who was motivated by political hate, who had a plan to get away with it. He did not sound like a deranged person. He sounded like someone who had decided to take it upon himself to rid the world of someone that he hated politically, that he thought that the world would be better off.
Without Charlie Kirk. And Scott Jennings is right. Those kinds of messages have been circulating ever since Trump came down the escalator, and they were before that as well. And I will add this. They were also said by those, quote, on the right regarding Obama. You continue to push and stuff this fear and this hatred indoor faces of our young people, our vulnerable audience, they absorb it, and then they become it. Once again, Charlie Sheen.
It's just the unfairness of it, the unfairness of it. Because that dude, like, he didn't demean people. He didn't ridicule people. He didn't belittle or embarrass or gotcha. He showed up, as prepared as you could have been, mm-hmm. as passionate as you could have been, and just asked people to just, just have an open debate. Mm-hmm. Just, okay, here's what I believe and here's why. And let's hear your side of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that it turned into that. Is just we can't keep having days like that moving forward.
No.
The shooter had told his parents that regarding the Utah Valley University event where Kirk was going to be, according to his mother. Her son said it's a stupid venue and that Kirk spreads too much hate. There are no examples of him spreading hate unless you take a question and trying to get you to understand what you're thinking and do you really back that up as being hateful. Perfect example. This is a woman that appeared in front of Kirk in another rally.
I'm a queer person.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
When I grew up, calling someone queer was like a slur. Can you tell me what that means? I mean that sincerely. And how is it different than just saying you're lesbian or bisexual or gay?
So it can be different for everyone. It's a spectrum just like anything else. And for me personally, I like everyone.
No, but what does queer mean though?
Queer, it's just a label.
What does the label mean?
It's different for everyone.
I'm not trying to put you as a trap though. I mean this because when I grew up, if I called somebody queer, I would get in trouble. Just give me like a working definition.
Yeah, so queer is just something that you identify as with your sexuality. It can be related to gender too.
Right, but how do you know once you achieve queer? Can you give me saying that anybody can be it doesn't tell me what that thing is. That makes sense?
So it's literally just a identity.
Right, okay. But what is that identity? For example, if I were to say I'm a conservative, let me give an example.
Yeah.
A conservative is someone who believes in small government, strong borders, American exceptionalism, the Constitution. How would you then give a definition of queer that someone looking at could say, oh, that is queer, like connect the dots?
She can't explain it. There's a group that existed in Salt Lake City. Remember this was taking place in Utah. They basically call themselves AQSLC, Armed Queers of Salt Lake City. Who are they? Was Tyler Robinson a member? I'm working on a guess for that for tomorrow. I did not even know the group existed. Did they have any connection at all? But the question is, if not, why are they scrubbing all of their social media accounts? I'm working on having a guest for you tomorrow on that subject, so you do not want to miss tomorrow's program either. You don't want to miss any of them, all right? If we had a perfect world, lambs would lie down with the wolves. That's heaven, not our world. Vice President J.D. Vance.
There is no unity with people who scream at children over their parents' politics. There is no unity with someone who lies about what Charlie Kirk said in order to excuse his murder. There is no unity with someone who harasses an innocent family the day after the father of that family lost a dear friend. There is no unity with the people who celebrate Charlie Kirk's assassination. And there is no unity with the people who fund these articles, who pay the salaries of these terrorist sympathizers, who argue that Charlie Kirk, a loving husband and father, deserved a shot to the neck because he spoke words with which they disagree.
I mentioned earlier, The Hill has published an article, and I want you to hear it from me, because I don't try to hide this information from you, regardless of what it might do to your thought process and what you might think of me. According to The Hill, the Justice Department has quietly removed from its website a study showing far-right extremists responsible for the bulk of ideologically motivated deaths. It's a 2024 study in which several criminal justice researchers reviewed National Institute of Justice data going all the way back to 1990. And they say far-right extremists have committed far more ideologically motivated homicides than far-left or radical Islamist terrorists, including 227 events that took 520 lives. I'll tell you right now, that obviously is ignoring the World Trade Center. Jesus, how can you ignore that? 3,000 killed that one day. But they say in that period of time, 227 events taking 520 lives, far-left extremists committing 42 ideologically motivated attacks that took 78 lives. I question the validity of the report to begin with. Taking it down for the DOJ, I want you to know that it's apparently being scrubbed, and I don't know how valid it was to begin with, but I question the validity of it anyway. But they're trying to make it look like, yeah, the right is really responsible. We're going to take it out so you can't see it anymore. Well, now you know, don't you? So there's something else you learned listening to Larry Connors, USA. News, analysis, opinion, and education. And don't forget our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.